Roland Schonbauer, the UNHCR spokesperson in Sudan, says the 14 missing South Sudanese were likely swept away in the floods. Their whereabouts remain unknown. Speaking exclusively to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum last night, Schwamber said a boat mission reached an area on September 4th at the Nile's devastated banks, some 15 kilometers outside the capital, where South Sudanese refugees live alongside their Sudanese neighbors. He says a joint team from UNHCR members and the Sudanese Civil Defense Forces continue to search for survivors.
Entire families have disappeared. A total of 14 South Sudanese refugees were not there in the morning after the floods, the flash floods, had rushed through their villages. So it's really heartbreaking what people are going through in Sudan at the moment.
Schwembor says as heavy rains and floods destroyed many houses, latrines were also destroyed. He says people have no choice but to defecate out in the open. An 18-month-old South Sudanese refugee girl drowned when the latrines collapsed, according to Schwember.
This was so shocking for us that UNHCR colleagues rushed to the scene to condole the parents. South Sudanese refugees that live in slums outside of Khartoum, where the services have been weak before the disaster and now are even more stretched. So it's really important to restore the water points and the wash facilities, the toilets and the latrines.
Schonbauer says the flooding also puts thousands of families at risk of contracting COVID-19. He says UNHCR is including jerrycans and soap in non-food item kits, including in the capital Khartoum, where access to clean water and hand washing facilities were problematic even before the floods.
Everywhere where there is a water point destroyed or a latrine has collapsed, hand washing will not be the same as before. And in addition, people that lost their houses obviously seek shelter in the houses of others with the heavy rains still threatening. So then there is physical distancing becoming impossible.
Schonbauer says UNHCR is working with Sudan's Humanitarian Aid Commission to distribute non-food items to some 170,000 men, women and children this month, including internally displaced persons. He says flood survivors in 12 states, including White Nile State and Kordofan and Darfur states, will be receiving emergency relief items.
And now we are in the phase of distributing our aid material, our relief material, our plastic sheeting. And we are also glad that finally we got 200 boxes of medical supplies, including gloves and drugs that were initially planned for a COVID response, but now come in handy because with the destroyed water points, hygiene levels are plummeting.
Schonbauer is calling on aid agencies, donors, and development agencies to work together to ensure more relief aid is delivered to the affected areas. The Sudanese transitional government has declared a 3-month state of emergency in Sudan. About 100 people have been killed in the floods, and thousands have lost their homes. Rains have been particularly heavy in North Darfur, leaving an estimated 35,000 IDPs, local residents and refugees, in urgent need of assistance. Michael Atid prepared this report in Khartoum. I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.